A new UN climate report has warned that unless global greenhouse gas emissions peak no later than 3 years from now and are cut nearly in half by 2030, the world will likely experience extreme climate impacts. According to the recently released report, Climate Change 2022, Mitigation of Climate Change, if urgent action is not taken, humanity will fail to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, the threshold for a future of more fires, drought storms, and more. The report puts forward several steps that should be taken to address this challenge, including CO2 removal as a key stopgap. This is where Israeli clean tech startup High Hopes Labs comes in. It is developing a balloon that captures carbon directly from the atmosphere at a high altitude, bringing it back down to Earth. We heard more about the report and High Hopes from the company's chief technology officer, Eran Oren.
So in a way, there's nothing surprising with this report stating that there's a global predicament, that the situation is dire. This was to be expected. What struck me most reading this report is that the current assessment is that even applying almost everything that new policies the different countries declared to contribute to limit and cut off carbon emissions, this will probably not be enough to prevent going through the red lines. Mm-hmm. The conclusion from this is essentially that we need to do everything, all that we can do now, plus a bit. And this extra bit is to capture carbon dioxide from the air directly.
Meaning if we're not reducing our emissions, we at least have to capture it and remove it to bring those levels down, the emissions that are already out there.
So I think even more than this, we have to do both, and we have to do both immediately. This is a bit akin to a medical doctor telling the patient it's no longer enough to just cut back on carbs. You have to cut back on carbs, cut back on fats, go to the gym and go jogging, because if you don't do all of this, this would just not be enough.
So with this metaphor, where does High Hopes come into the picture?
So High Hopes is an additional layer, and perhaps the one that is most pointed out in this new report. If we are able to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, we can theoretically even reverse the situation, the dire situation as it is now. Meaning we filter the atmosphere, we take the carbon dioxide, this pollutant, out, we put it somewhere else, and then we're back to normal. The problem with current technologies is that they're not scalable enough and they're not sufficiently cost-effective. What we at High Hopes do is we're developing new technologies, innovations, in order to be able to scale it up.
Now, this is based on balloons, which essentially go up, capture the carbon, and come back down?
Right, exactly. What we understood is that the lower the temperatures, the easier it is for us to perform carbon capture. Specifically, the closer we are to the temperature where carbon dioxide freezes, we can take it out of the air with almost no effort. And these ultra-low temperatures are just prevalent at the higher atmosphere. In order to get to the upper atmosphere, we send balloons that carry the payloads for carbon capture to perform it there in a scalable fashion.
So is this a drop in the bucket, or can this be performed to have a significant impact?
The main question that always should be asked is it scalable? Because if you can do something to a small extent, it's probably irrelevant. As you say, it's a drop in the bucket. With High Hopes, we're unaware of any limitation. This can be scaled to almost any extent that we want. So hopefully, fingers crossed, and with a lot of effort, we will get to the point that this is a major contributor to cut emissions.
Is it a factor of the size of the balloon or the frequency in terms of sending them up and bringing them down?
So both, plus some potential optimization with physics, material science, technology. So there's plenty to do to improve this, to make this work quickly and in a very large scale.
It's interesting because it seems to be a very concrete solution in terms of understanding what's happening. But what is the process? The balloons go up, they come down. What then happens? Where does what has been amassed go? And how long does that process, this whole process, actually take?
So one of the things that we have quite plenty of is places to sequester, to get rid of carbon dioxide on the ground. The basic solution that is well proven is if you just push this carbon dioxide underground, it tends to set there as rocks, as minerals. Meaning almost any amount of carbon that we take out of the sky, we can get rid of. This can be done almost immediately and in a very large scale, assuming that the carbon capture is performed right.
So where is High Hopes at this point in terms of its operations?
We are growing our operations. We have our aims and hopes aimed at the sky, literally and figuratively. We're developing better and better technologies with every day that goes by.